This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Brent Gortzen, and he's a therapist in Prince George, helping us delve into how to handle stress and how to handle trauma. So welcome back, Brent.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
Can we kind of unpack that backpack and see what comes out first, like what we should deal with in a structured way to handle grief or trauma?
Well, I think one of the first things, and this is kind of part of my personal practice, my professional practice, is I like to talk in metaphors. And so people need to kind of recognize the role that stress and trauma plays. And lots of times what happens is we don't acknowledge kind of previous events, previous trauma. You know, the significant incidents that we can reflect back on and go, oh yeah, that was significant. Although there's even people who have really, really horrific childhoods, and it's only been recently that they would use the word traumatic to look back and describe, you know, their childhood. So I guess the first piece is to have a working knowledge of, you know, where trauma and stress fits in. And that's why the metaphor of a backpack works really well. I think the other problem is within our institutions, the only definition is post-traumatic stress disorder of kind of the overwhelming piece. And it doesn't really help with vicarious trauma, cumulative trauma, you know, some of the critical incident traumas that people experience, compassion fatigue, moral fatigue. I mean, there's so many other layers. And, you know, as you may well know, Kathy, how we define a problem determines how we then intervene. It determines kind of the healthy medicine or interventions that we determine as to how to go forward. And so that's why I utilize metaphors that everyone can kind of relate to. And with a backpack, we understand that, you know, every single, and again, this is more in the context of a frontline responder, but could be applicable to many. Every single incident that a responder comes in contact with in which there's a hint of helplessness or something that's sticking, you know, can be a grain of sand, a pebble, or a boulder. And typically, those responders do really well with the boulders because we feel them. We experience them, and it's just like, oh, that was heavy. The problem is the cumulative effect of all that sand and little pebbles. And there comes a time in many, and in most people's careers where they fall flat on their face after a small pebble, and they're going, that was only a small event. I've dealt with, you know, hundreds of those kind of events. Why am I flat on my face? Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of my role is to normalize that and to recognize it's not because of the one pebble, it's because of that, you know, past accumulation of experiences and events.
So the straw that broke the camel's back.
Absolutely. That's where another metaphor works perfectly. And here's the interesting piece. You know, for all those managers out there and human resource people, the best intervention at that point is for a trusted coworker, supervisor, manager to put, you know, after the worker goes flat on their face, to put the hand on the back and say, stay down. You need to take some time. And in fact, that happened to me 2 years ago when I couldn't, I had my own experience of that. And I had a fantastic supervisor who tagged me out and said, you know, you're going to take some time, and I'm not just talking about a day or two. And that was the best thing that she could have ever done for me, you know, kind of to keep me mentally well.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'd like you to share a little bit about, I think that, did you go on a Vipassana then? To actually
It was a fantastic experience. So the first problem with a mental health professional is who do you go see in town? You
right.
know everybody.
Right.
Or you've trained many of them or worked with them. And the ego gets in the way. And so fortunately, my wife kind of did some research, found me a fantastic therapist in Vanderhoof, believe it or not. And so I had this amazing experience of kind of unpacking and having a little road trip to Vanderhoof, seeing my therapist, and then, you know, traveling back. But I did like a 5-page assessment before I saw her for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And my first meeting with her, she said, here's the deal. You've got a master's degree in social work. You have all the knowledge. We're not going to do counseling. What I want you to do is a 5-day juice cleanse, and I want you, a 10-day juice cleanse and a 10-day Vipassana, which basically is like meditation on crack. It's a reset. And so the only way to start doing this discipline of meditation is by 10 days of silence, 11 hours a day meditation, eating a vegan, mostly vegan, little bit vegetarian diet, and total silence, living in common with, I think there was 35 other males, and I think there's about 50 women, so it's separate residence, and then you meditate kind of in the same room. And that just, what I tell people is it's the hardest thing I ever chose to do.
But you got to choose it. So a lot of people are...
It actually got written into my rehab plan. So, you know, kind of almost every set that you do, it's like, oh, I want to leave here. I just want to get in my car and go. This is too hard. And, you know, the only thing that kept me there the first time was the fact that, you know, I had it was written into my plan. You know, my psychiatrist had signed off on it. You know, all of the bureaucrats, you know, kind of acknowledged it. And so it really forced me to follow through. The other piece, though, that was quite interesting is a good friend of mine said, don't think of it as a 10-day, think of it as a 5. And she was really, really insightful. And so after you kind of get over the hump of 5, you almost...
You can say another 5's okay.
Yeah, it's like, okay, it's downhill from here. Although you continue to not hate, but really struggle because it's so difficult sitting and doing nothing and, you know, your knees creaking and everything else. And, of course, most people think of meditation as this peaceful, lovely event where you empty your mind. And obviously, for anyone who's tried the practice, the opposite happens. And so that's when the squirrel cage goes absolutely nuts. And all of those thoughts and worries and struggles and issues come into your consciousness. And your role then is just to notice them, to kind of get back to your breath. And, you know, with Vipassana, they have a certain way of discipline of moving through it. And, I mean, there's many other meditative programs, which actually I've experimented since. And now do a little bit of a hybrid of 4 of them to kind of keep me balanced.
And what did you learn about what was going through your mind as far as ownership when just being all alone with those thoughts?
Well, it's similar to a 12-step program, you know. My name is Brent, and I messed up, you know. And
yeah.
I think it's being humble and recognizing that we're all in the same boat. And you look around the room. What's really neat about a Vipassana is everyone who's sitting in front of you is more experienced. And so, you know, the person right at the front of the room on the right-hand side, you know, has probably done 20 of these 10 days and some 30 days. And so they are sitting like a tower of Stonehenge while you were fidgeting. And for the whole hour, you don't even see them move a millimeter. And you're going, you know, you're feeling pathetic about yourself, but you're listening to things going on behind you with the squirming and the squeaking and, you know, the people struggling. And you recognize that, you know, you're kind of all in the same boat when you're beginning. And I think that's I think that's what I needed at the time, is just to humble myself and learn something absolutely new where I was a beginner and had no, you know, I had some academic knowledge, but no actual experiential knowledge of a technique.
Brent, thank you so much for sharing your stories today and helping give us ideas on how to handle stress, trauma, and the process, and that it is a process, and we're all on that journey. So thank you so much.
Absolutely, Kathy. Thank you very much for talking with me.
Okay. We'd also like to thank Reg Fair, our producer today, and we'd like to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.